Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's taking care of a little something called none of your damn business.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That's his it's his business. So I'll let him do that. But we're here. Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. And we have a ton to get to today. I want to probably going to cross streams, Nick and I.
Ooh.
Yeah. In, you know, well, cross streams in sports.
Aww.
So, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to do a little bit of bowl talk today because I do think that there is some – I think the options are starting to go out there. You know, I think you're hearing some options that are going to be. I think we've narrowed it down to about four or so. So we'll chat about those today. Want to get into a little bit of the transfer portal because that's important, football and basketball, but football right now in particular. And there are some pieces out there that we need. And
a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're out there. We'll get into some basketball, some stuff that, you know, was kind of taking some inventory and was like, you know what? Got to kind of look at this for what it is. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, we're going to do all that today. It's going to be fun. We'll take your calls. 3831-939 is the text line. 8150-939 is the phone lines. And we're going to talk all that. Nick, what's going on, man? How was your night?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, good.
I Jeanette and I started like we busted out the advent calendar. And so she did the thing from a lot of you Costco folks probably know. They have the beer one and the wine one.
Oh.
And so she got the wine advent calendar. But she also found this cheese advent calendar from Aldi. So it was, I felt very much like the Chappelle Show skit, you know, with, I wonder what Arsenio's doing. He's probably at a wine and cheese party. Like that's.
So you do an advent calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's like, you know, Jewish and whatnot. So, but she enjoys, she's probably more, honestly.
So like, does she count down to Christmas?
Yeah. She does.
Okay.
She, like, she loves, yeah. Like I was, because I even said that. I was like, babe, you do know what this holiday means, right?
Okay.
And she's like, yeah. But like wine and cheese. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
But yeah. No, I'm down. So
okay.
Nice cab last night. Aged cheddar.
Really?
How you doing?
I'm listening.
Nice little
like,
combo.
I didn't know that they had these, like adult ones. Like my son has one that's like,
yeah, you get like little toys or candy or something.
Chocolate,
yeah.
Like a Paw Patrol, whatever, you know. It's like, okay.
It's nice. It's like a little, it's a small bottle of wine.
Okay.
But it's basically a half bottle of wine, which is enough for two glasses. So bust that out. It was like, and it's also this kind of random wine. Like, I'm certainly not a wine snob. I don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to train my palate because in my other line of work, that's important.
Yeah.
But. You know, I'm still learning. Like, you know, okay, this is fruit forward. This is
Quick side note.
If anyone tells you it's fruit forward, it means it's sweet. Okay.
Okay.
So like, people are just trying to sound fancy. It's sweet. That's what it means. So it's like, oh yeah, it's fruit forward. Like,
you're like, okay, whatever.
It's a sweeter wine. Just effing say that, but you can't. So I digress.
Okay.
Tannins equals it's a little bitter.
Okay.
Like, sorry.
The advent calendar, right. Yes,
so it was
you.
Like a Bulgarian or something, I think it was Bulgarian, I'm not sure, like cab. And like I said, it's not like these necessarily like wines that you would recognize.
Sure.
And so I don't know where they get these things, but.
How much is it?
It's like $100, but if you think about it, that's actually pretty reasonable.
No, I meant like how much do you get? Like,
oh no, like a half. I forgot what the measurement is, but it's like it's those smaller half bottles, and typically a bottle of wine is good for like four glasses of wine and change.
Okay, and, so, and the cheese, this the cheese.
You get
is a
two pieces
one.
Of cheese. You get okay. 2 pieces of cheese per day, and I mean, so it's not like a giant hunk of cheese, but it's
no. I'm
it's,
here for yeah, this. Like I'm actually asking. Like usually I just make fun of you or something no, about this, but I'm interested.
No,
like, I'm in on this.
It's awesome. And the thing is, like, if you're kind of busy, like, you know, I got to go to the restaurant tonight. Jeanette's like a freaking Kardashian, so she's gonna go hang out mm-hmm. with some friends. So we're not gonna be able to do
she
our wine.
She's out a lot,
dude.
Is everything okay with that?
Are
yeah. you good?
No, I trust her. Yeah, I mean, no, she good.
Okay, because yeah. I mean, like, she looks like she's like, you know, partying.
Yeah,
no, all the time. No, yeah. Like not partying. I don't want to make her out to be like a raging alcoholic. But yeah, like, yeah,
comes
you know,
home.
Look, she's
what's
always
that on your face.
Yeah, she's always.
I
in
think
very,
it's cocaine. No, that's not her at all.
We were eating. What were they called? Oh gosh, funnel cakes. Like, okay.
Funnel cakes in December?
Fifth night in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say. She has a good time.
Oh, she's got like a million friend groups. Like yeah. We actually ran through joking.
It's not a bad thing.
No, I don't mean
that as a bad thing.
No, but
I mean, I meant it for you because I'm like.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she's pretty good looking to let her just be out. Like,
I don't think she cares about
and you're,
me. So,
you,
no,
you,
I'm kidding.
You know.
Yeah, no, I have what they would call limitations. So,
don't we all?
So, we all. Yes.
That's why we do sports radio.
Exactly. Mm. But so we're basically skipping wine and cheese night tonight, but we're going to have 2 wine and cheeses tomorrow. Like we'll have one at
lunch. So
you'll
open the second and the third tomorrow.
Yeah. And so, then I got to go to work that night too. So basically, Sunday, we're going to have 2 wines and cheese.
So
we got to catch up.
You're going to be drunk at Echo's Jazz tomorrow night.
Basically, you know, come see me because I might be handing out free.
Like, okay.
How about another old fashioned? No, I'm okay. So, no, you're way funnier when you have 4 old fashioned. Sir.
Let's drink one together. I don't know why I turned you into
happy
that.
Birthday. And a 1. And a 2.
Big sports.
Just the women. Happy birthday. Yeah, no.
Oh,
I will be there tonight, though, so come see me, everybody.
That's awesome, dude.
Yes, we're actually closed tomorrow. We got like some big corporate party, but
nothing
so
wrong with that.
No, not at all. Good money. So come see us tonight. I will be there slanging drinks, and they haven't taken the blowtorch away from me yet, Steve. So I can still I'm still smoking all kinds of ish, man. It's good stuff.
Okay,
I don't know what the cocktail tonight is, but earlier this week we made one. It was like a crisp apple old fashioned.
Okay.
It was like rye whiskey, so that's got that little pepper, a little bite to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
A little bit of an apple core.
Okay.
All kinds of bitters and this honey simple syrup. So it was simple, but it had like a different flavor to it. It wasn't just sweet. It had like, you know, that honey. I don't know what you would describe that fruit forward.
Yeah.
No, but mixed it together.
I don't
dynamite.
Know how to describe any of them.
Dynamite cocktail. No, like I'm learning the wine stuff, and a lot of it, dude, is just say the flavor. Sweet, bitter. Acidy. Or like sour. If they say, it's acidic, that means sour.
I was like, this is acidity. Okay.
Thanks, sir. You could have just said I didn't want it. Like,
thank you.
Throw it in my face.
All right. Well, speaking of drinking and having a good time, bowl games.
Great segue.
Bowl games. We're going to find out this weekend. We'll start here. We're going to get into a little bit of everything. We'll start right here, though, because this weekend we're going to find out where Louisville's going bowling. Projections have them all over the place. But just from chatting with some people, and I know I was chatting with Blankenbaker in the back there, and, you know, he's pretty plugged in with the football, you know, pretty well. It sounds like U of L is kind of, not saying this is the guarantee, but they are kind of expecting, I guess, you know, you have season ticket holders are starting to get their emails and stuff. And the towns or the bowls that they put on there were the Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland.
Nice.
The Wasabi Fenway Bowl in Boston.
Nice.
The Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
And the other one was the Pinstripe Bowl in New York.
Yankee Stadium.
In Yankee Stadium. So that's where I would assume if U of L is kind of prepping season ticket holders there for that, that's probably where they expect to go, one of those four. I can get behind a couple of them. It's going to depend on the opponent. Like, let me be clear. It's going to depend on the opponent. Now, because I'm interested to see how many fans we can get to go. And to me, it's important because a couple of those are after signing day, I believe. The dates on those, I believe that a couple, like now the Fenway Bowl is like the 17th. That's before signing day.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's bad. I think you're going to fan travel. I'm talking fan travel. Because if they go out, and we're going to parlay all these conversations together right now. Let's start off a little football.
Why not?
Yeah, look, I'm kind
of... We got a little bit of sound.
We got some KP.
Got some KP sound. Yep. A little Andrea Adelson. She was on the V Show.
Yeah.
Pops, I cite you guys all the time over there.
Mm.
And Pops was like, yeah, you know, I love those guys. That's great. But do you mention me on their show? And I was like, yes, Dad, I do.
Of course.
So we have.
Of course, we can't get him to shut up about you.
Basically,
no, Bob's a man.
We had Andrea Adelson on yesterday,
yeah,
and then we also had Brett McMurphy on the day before.
Okay,
so
well, I'm actually going to look. I'm looking at right now.
He had them as if this is what you're looking up. Sorry,
yep.
Maybe I could save you some time. Brett McMurphy, the Action Network, said that he was guessing U of L would play in the Fenway Bowl.
Yeah, which I personally don't want. And here's why. The 17th of December, it's the second day of bowls. I think if Louisville goes out and closes this class the way it looks like they may, closing what they have and adding a couple more pieces, it's going to excite a lot of people. They do that. I think there's going to be a juice, like, hey,
right,
man, like, okay, here we go. Now we're ready for next year. We're excited. We're, you know, the class is here. We're ready to get those guys in. A lot of those guys are going to come in January, you know, and I think you'll get a better turnout. Does that make sense? Like, I think you'll get more people, like, okay, like right now, I don't think people are blah, but, you know, losing to Kentucky is kind of the last thing in your
head,
you know?
Lingering.
And it's like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go to the Wasabi Fenway Bowl to watch.
That is such a random combo, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got, like, cold, like, angry people from Boston, and then you're throwing wasabi?
The
spicy Japanese mustard?
Right. Now, hear me out. Like, right now, and we'll just kind of stick with McMurphy.
Right.
We could do all the different projections.
Yeah, everyone,
McMurphy right now, the Sun Bowl's on the 30th of December, and it's playing UCLA. Now, he has Duke in there. But Louisville, UCLA, on the 30th of December, like, can I interest you in that? Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, fiscally, I think going to the Sun Bowl is not a bad thing for Louisville because the Sun Bowl kind of sells a lot of tickets itself.
Where is that's in Dallas?
El Paso.
Right? Or El Paso. Yeah. Sorry.
But I know a lot of people. I mean, First Tech says, let's go to the Sun Bowl. Like, I think a lot of people would kind of be on board with going. I'll be honest, they go to the Sun Bowl, I'm probably going to go.
Right. I'd love to see.
I told my son, you know, he's wanting to go to the bowl. He loves going to bowl games. And I said, well, maybe me and you just take a, you know, father son trip and we'll go to wherever they play. And El Paso's one that I think I would go. Yeah, like,
I mean,
that's a city, like, I'm not going to go to El Paso, Texas.
Right. Like, it's not really a destination.
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
it's
no shots.
Beautiful.
Right.
That's the thing, though. It's a beautiful place. So I'm like, that's somewhere I would go. Looking at the other bowls they kind of sent out, the Military Bowl, I mean, it's in Annapolis, Maryland, on
which
the
is
28.
That's a nice city.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. But you're going to get a UCF, AAC type team. I don't think
that one doesn't move the needle too much.
You're not going to get a lot of people to travel to that. I don't. And by the way, chime in there, and I'll on the text line, and I'll be glad to read them. You know, then you have the we talked about the Wasabi Fenway Bowl on the 17th. Which for me, you know, it's in Boston. It's the 17th. I mean, and I think there'll be people that will go up there. But I know a lot of people are saying we've watched this team play in Boston. So,
who did? Oh yeah, Boston College.
Good.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so
there's something cool about playing in Yankee Stadium in Fenway. Don't get me wrong, and I'm trying to think how those translate to TV, but.
Now, listen, I'm not comparing the two because I think the Pinstripe Bowl on the 29th, I'm here for that.
Who's the projected opponent?
Minnesota, Big Ten team.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Ten team.
That's not bad.
No.
I mean,
right now they got Syracuse in there, so I don't know if they would try to do that just off of
Happy birthday, Jack.
Interesting.
Thanks.
All right.
Sorry I got.
You're good. You're good.
Jack's belated birthday present got here, or early Hanukkah gift. I don't know what you want to call
it. Tom Crean bobblehead.
I couldn't find one for my IU.
That's
so
beautiful.
I got one from Marquette.
This is perfect.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You can
dude.
Just draw the glasses on there. Yeah. Yes. So there you go. Happy birthday, Jack.
That's awesome.
No problem.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, a pinstripe bowl to me, Texter says I wouldn't go to Boston or UNC on scholarship. Oh, okay. Got you.
Now, who's the projected opponent for Fenway?
Minnesota. It'd be a Big Ten team.
No. I'm sorry. I thought that was pinstripe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cincinnati.
See, that's that's right. That's what McMurphy said. I have the soundbite. I can grab it if you need it. But I, of those four matchups, which one do you like the best? Take location out of it.
Sun Bowl, UCLA.
Sun Bowl, UCLA.
If I could have Sun Bowl and UCLA in the Sun Bowl all day. It's a CBS game.
Right.
It's a, what's the word I'm looking for? The ambiance, it's a beautiful game. The aesthetics.
Yeah.
The aesthetics of that game are beautiful.
I'm a firm believer also, because, I mean, there's so many bowl games that, like you said, aesthetically, you have yellow and blue versus red and white.
Oh yeah,
I mean those two like color schemes go pretty
awesome.
Well together.
Yeah,
and also they're I like the idea of basketball. You know, traditional. I know saying that right now has all the listeners going, basketball's bad. I get it, but all time. Come on, top 10 programs all time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I would love them to start playing. Yeah, I know, absolutely.
Now that said, though, I kind of like Cincinnati, man.
They don't play Cincinnati. Cincinnati don't even have a head coach.
They were in the college football playoff last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an old rivalry game
in Boston, and Fenway Stadium, which is ugly as sin. It's green and just.
But it's got history.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's gonna go to that.
That's the thing. I kind of agree with you.
And I'm sorry to the people over there. I know they worked so hard to sell these tickets. I do not like to do that. But I'm like, nobody's going to the Fenway Bowl.
Well, I mean, as the Valvanos, we have a love hate with Boston because Yankees, rah rah rah, all that jazz. But I gotta say, it is a cool spot. It really is.
Outside
of Fenway,
not cool. Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of pubs and there's shops and everything like that.
It's about hey, I'm a family.
Right.
Am I going to spend the amount of money it's going to take to go to Boston to watch us play Cincinnati right before Christmas? And I don't even know, there's rumors with the class and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. It's the 17th of December. You're just not going. People aren't going to that game.
I don't mind that, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like the timing of
it. Well, you
don't
mind it, but are you going?
No. Well, okay. I'm not going to any of them.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but
I'm talking about the
people that are going to go, that are on the fence, that somebody like me that's like, I think I'm going to go to a ball game. It depends on what it is.
Right.
Or the families that are like, I think we'll make Mark Blankenbaker's. And I know that's an extreme case because Mark goes to a lot of the bowls
right.
and stuff. I understand
Sheriff,
that.
Baby.
But I don't know that Mark would go to the Fenway Bowl. Ask him.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Mark! Blake! Yeah. Would you go to the Fenway Bowl? Against Cincinnati? Probably. All right, what about if they're playing Cincinnati? There's a what? 70% chance you go if they play Cincinnati.
It's great radio.
December 17th. Okay. Thank you.
70% chance he says he'd go. Rough, but yes.
But that's what I'm saying. You've got – and Mark, to me, is the gold standard of traveling to bowls.
That's a good point.
And he's like, I don't know, 70% chance.
Right.
It would depend. I'd probably have to look up the weather, and I'd have to see what it was going to be.
I don't think that.
And Texas, there's no bad rumors about the class. I just mean you're going to have, as we come up to it, everybody is going to try to take your recruits here at the end. This is that last couple weeks, y'all. We'll get into this in a little bit. This is that last couple weeks where you're going to have to. This is closing time. This is
Coffees for Closers.
Speaking of Boston, this is this is my man. Pedro Martinez. Pedro. That's a Yankee.
No. He was a Red Sox pitcher.
Yeah, Red Sox, right?
Yeah. He wasn't a closer. He was a starter. Are you going for Jonathan Papelbon, maybe?
I don't know. Who cares? Who's a good Yankees closer?
Mariano Rivera. There you go.
That's
yeah,
what I was thinking.
I was seeing
him, and I was saying, I'm like, no.
No, they pitched around the same time.
Yeah, like,
equally
this is,
dominant.
This is wrong.
Okay,
whatever. I'm not a seam head necessarily. I'm a Reds fan. I get to watch baseball for like 2 months.
That's generous.
But now, I mean, that's what I mean by rumors. Like, people are going to – so now – you're going to be like, man, you're going to be reading stuff over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be like, I mean, right now they talk about Aaron Williams might go see Michigan and Oregon. I mean, signing day's the 21st.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I just don't know that you're going to get. And again, if I talk to the gold standard of traveling and they're like, yeah, you know, 70% I might go. That's why I think Louisville, I'm hoping Louisville can really, and it's not all going to be Louisville's fault. So, but I'm hoping they can push for, to me, out of those, give me the pinstripe. I have no interest, honestly, in the military bowl. Like you said, Annapolis, Maryland, beautiful place. I've never been there, but everybody's went to Maryland's like, dude, it's beautiful.
But based on the opponent, I'm not
going to watch us play an AAC team in right. Annapolis, Maryland. I'm just not. But the Pinstripe Bowl, I'm probably here. New York City around Christmas time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, like New York is magical during the holidays.
2 days before New Year's Eve. I'm probably going to get out of there before that happens. But you're the 28th. You can spend 2 days there. It's going to be beautiful in New York City.
Right. Christmas, it was a couple days ago. But still, they're going to have all the decorations up. The holidays in New York are top tier. And talking about family stuff.
Yeah,
there's enough there that you could do. I mean, you could do anything.
But I still think the best option is the Sun Bowl. I think you'll have the least amount of tickets to sell.
Well, also recruiting wise, I mean,
Further out west.
I mean, there's no real pipelines right now in the Northeast with respect to ball. And I know those aren't sometimes the sexiest pipelines, but still,
yeah,
you know, there doesn't seem to be. And I mean, you would know this better. This is where I defer to you, but. I mean, Texas, I know Reuben Owens is there. Who else do they have on the radar maybe in Texas? I mean, does that move the needle recruiting-wise? I mean, certainly more than the other ones,
well,
right?
Well, it never hurts to play in Texas. Plus, you're getting out on the West Coast, and it's not always about who you're playing or where you're playing, but who you're playing.
Right.
It can't hurt with all these California kids to go out there and bust up on UCLA.
True.
You know, like, right. I mean, that's not a... it's not the worst. Sorry, I was reading that. That was funny. Texas says most of these bowl games you listed, the university will lose money, requires minimum ticket sales. And I understand that. That's what I'm saying. I think you put them in the best spot. So we'll find out this weekend. That's why we had that whole conversation. We haven't really did a bowl projection, you know, list.
Do you want me to put a Twitter poll up? Like, I'm interested, but like part of me doesn't even want to put the military bowl, but I feel like almost disrespectful doing that. But
U of L sent an email out to season ticket holders, and they added the military bowl, so it's obviously an option.
Well, who's McMurphy's projected opponent? Do you remember?
For the military bowl?
Yeah.
UCF.
UCF?
Mm-hmm.
Again?
They wouldn't do that, though.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I hate about projections. It's like...
I'll just put an AAC opponent. Like,
yeah, I mean that's
safe, right? I mean, yeah. It is going to be an AAC guy. Right,
it should be.
Should be. Okay.
I mean, when you get into those bowls, sometimes it's like, well, this conference didn't have enough. So, Blankenbaker did mention, and he had a good point. Somewhere like the Birmingham Bowl may not be on that list because I guess they sent out an email for like charters. You know, like, hey, go ahead. Birmingham Bowl may not be on this list because they wouldn't do a charter there, and that would be a team like Florida.
Right
now, Birmingham's not exactly like the funnest place in the world to go.
It's a fine city, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Honestly, like, well, I mean, okay. It's the only, isn't it usually the second, it doesn't usually go neck and neck with Louisville for best college basketball market? I've been down there. It is a fine city. I mean, hate to say it, it's very much on par with Louisville in terms of, like, its size. I mean, it's a real life city. It's not a mega.
You think opolis. Birmingham and Louisville are just?
Have you ever been to Birmingham?
Yeah,
I don't think it's that bad.
Drive through it. as quickly as possible.
I don't think it's that bad. I think it's got, I mean, okay, maybe it's a half step behind Louisville because there's no real, I mean, I'm trying to think like, I mean, okay, we have the Derby and everything like that. I'm trying to think what their big event would be down there or their major identity. And I know there's historical stuff, but I'm not making light of that. But I don't know. Demographic-wise, I think it's similar to Louisville in terms of size and everything like that. That's all I'm saying. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's fair.
I get what you're saying. Super sexy. It's not going to move the needle a ton.
Nah, you've pissed me off.
They like college basketball for what it's worth.
But I would drive to Birmingham to watch us play.
That's the other thing. The commute ain't awful.
Yeah, I would go to Birmingham to watch us play Florida. You know, think a lot of Louisville fans would go and watch us play Florida.
Do you want me to put that up as an option over the Military Bowl? Put the Birmingham Bowl versus Florida?
Let me look. McMurphy right now, who does he have in the Birmingham Bowl? That's what you need to look at. See, because I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'll do it.
What?
Sorry. I don't want you to have to do it.
Well, you already had the phone up.
No, listen, I got it. Don't worry. No, I'm doing it now. Don't put your stupid little tablet down.
No, don't. It's not little, Steve.
Crappy tablet. Birmingham Bowl. Actually, the Birmingham Bowl right now is Memphis versus Coastal Carolina. You know what? It doesn't matter. I mean, if we end up in the Fenway Bowl, like I said, I don't think you're going to get a lot of travel. I don't think it'll be a lot of people go.
You'll be the answer to a trivia question because this is technically the third year they're having the Fenway Bowl, but it's been canceled the past two. So you'll be the first ever Fenway Bowl.
I know.
You in Cincinnati, you win that.
I agree with
you.
You're
a trivia question.
Right.
And all the pubs in Boston.
Or you lose.
Bunch of mass holes will remember you forever. Oh. So.
Right. I mean, before signing day, you go up there and play. You're playing Cincinnati. You've got a couple dudes that's probably not playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, And then you go to, and then it's like, oh, great. Now we lose to Cincinnati because Cincinnati's playing for their backup coach. And it's like, oh, God.
That is one thing also. I do think.
I agree with you, Texter. Real quick, this Texter, this 100%. He said, I think it's lazy when bowl projectors have us matched up in a rematch. Like, and that's 2 years in a row they've had us with UCF, the Texter says. Like, I agree with that. Like, it's like, dude, they're not going to match up Louisville and UCF. Like, come on.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
At least put a little. But, I mean, I know they got.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I'm only doing 60 of these. Like, yeah. Like, I get the chagrin.
A lot of people not a fan of Birmingham on here.
I don't hate it. Like I thought it was okay.
Texter says the list of cities I'll think of are, you know, Annapolis, no. New York, no. Boston, no. El Paso, I'll think about it. It's kind of where I think people are.
That's fair.
And it's cold here. Like I'm not.
That is one thing. Like Boston is going to be cold as hell.
Yeah. So I mean, it's going to be cold and rainy too.
Yeah, but New York at least has the ambiance a little bit.
Yeah, and Yankee Stadium is newer. It's nice. Yeah. You know,
Fenway has the history. I will
Fenway
say
is
this.
Crap.
No, it is, but it isn't. Like it's gone the full circle, and that's coming from a guy who's a quasi Yankees fan.
It is, but it isn't.
No, because I mean, it's
is it or is it not?
It's old, but it has enough like history there. At least, well, then again, I went there like 15 years ago.
Jesus.
So
Birmingham doesn't even have Topgolf.
We barely got it. So
Nick's on here. Well, Birmingham and Louisville are basically like the same.
Look at the demographics. I think they are. I would say like size and everything. The
demographics, really?
I don't know.
I'm sitting that one, jerk. I just want to be in the sun for
that's
the ball game.
It. I'm pulling
I agree.
It up now.
I agree. Somebody said I spend no money anywhere in the U.S. north of Cincinnati. Now I will say, as far as me sitting at home. I was talking, just texting back and forth with our guy from T-Shirt Hooligans, Alan. I do agree with him when he said, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but he was like, I'm not a fan of the date, everything else I can get down with. Now,
right.
If I'm not talking travel, I can sit back on the 17th on a Saturday and watch my team play Cincinnati in a Fenway Bowl. Like, I don't hate that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't hate that. So I'm with him there. Texas says Birmingham 100% has a Topgolf.
Do they have like the
Texas
knockoff?
Says you're wrong all the time. I read the text, jackass.
I will say, I don't know if this factors into it. I know we're talking about families. I do think Boston would be popular with the college crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, like the, yeah. Especially the college kids, the whole Barstool aspect. I feel, you go up there, there's a lot of pubs. It might not be as family friendly as New York, but I do think, I mean, it's really fun outside.
A lot of people are not
Fenway.
A fan of New York City, actually.
No, I mean, and that's fair. Well, it's going to be cold as hell. It's going to be expensive as hell. I'm not saying that
now
there's...
Now, that is true. I mean... New York will be... You will pay high prices to go there, especially that time of year, right in between Christmas and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, you probably would have to... Oh, man...
That said,
you might have stepped aside. it would be expensive.
Yeah, but the commute isn't awful. I mean, you stay someplace on Long Island. It's 20 minute commute.
No, absolutely. Just drive through New York City like it's nothing.
Don't drive.
No,
they actually have public
transit. Jump in your car and just boom, 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 boom.
All right. First off, my brother drove through New York when he was 14. It's not that bad, but also it is really bad.
Who doesn't wake up and want to drive through New York City?
Don't drive there. I'm saying take subways.
I love this city. I love the city of Louisville.
Okay? I love the city
of
Louisville,
too. That's why I got so beefy with you talking about Birmingham, but hear me out. We complain more about traffic here. And, like, it's so funny when people come from out of town and they you talk to somebody who's, like, actually in, like, Atlanta or something, and they're like, traffic's fine here. They're like, no, it's not. Have you ever tried to go from Louisville to Bullitt County and from 5 to 6 o'clock? Just can't get there.
That is, I will say, there. My personal hell is being stuck on, name one of the major roads, Bardstown Road, Westport Road. During Shelbyville Road, Hurstbourne, during like rush hour, it takes like 15 and all the lights, it takes like 15 minutes to go a half mile. So I get the idea of bad travel, but the magical thing about New York is they have public transportation. They have trains and subways, magic little things that take you underground and get you right to your destination. Seriously, it will be a 30 minute commute. You won't have to get out of your car.
Okay.
I'm serious.
No,
you take a cab.
I do agree with you.
It's the whole experience.
It's so different than Atlanta. I mean, you can take the MARTA.
Exactly.
Stuff,
like
so
these major cities have decent public transportation.
I'm kind of just busting you up on that one a little bit,
but
yeah.
But it is. I mean, it is true. If we're not used to having much public transportation here, and you forget about these major.
If a bunch of people from the city of Louisville went to New York and jumped in a car to take off driving, we would lose our minds.
Oh no,
and probably get killed because everybody's meaner.
That's 1,000% true. Driving in the city would be terrifying. They're not as mean as you think. They're meaner in Boston than they are, which
really?
Is why. Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, New York, like post 9/11, got totally different.
I will defer to you on that one. I've never been to either.
They're in a
truthfully.
Like the thing is, like New Yorkers, they get a bad rap.
Somebody says New York is a crap hole, Nick.
That's fine. You can go truck yourself. No, there's the people there are like in a hurry, but they have warm nougaty centers. Like so,
interesting.
Yeah,
that's
so,
just not how I picture New York people.
No, they're gonna come off as brusque. And maybe not as warm and fuzzy, but I would take them over like California people any day. Because like the saying is this, like people out west are nice. People in the Northeast are kind. The difference is if you get a flat tire on the side of the road.
Wait a minute now. The nicest people on planet. Wait a minute. Time out. The nicest people on planet Earth are in the southeastern part of the country. What are you talking about here?
Depends on what you look like.
Wait a minute. Is this? Well, I mean, there is that aspect, but I mean, listen. You go to Tennessee, you go places like that.
I'm not saying
some of the nicest people in the country.
I'm not saying New York is nicer than State X. I'm just saying that, in a comparison of them, like
you literally want me to sit here and believe on this show that the people in the Northeast are the nicest people.
No,
in America.
People in the Northeast are okay. People in the Northeast aren't warm, but I'm strictly saying New York. I'm strictly saying New York. New York is brusque and mean and will bust your balls, but they'll also the analogy they always use: you have a flat tire on the road. People in California, I'm so sorry, that's terrible. I hope your day gets better. They drive past you. People in New York go, you drive like a trucking a-hole. Like, what an idiot. All right, you're taking the tire off wrong. Here, I got you. And they get out and they help you change the tire. So that's the difference between the two of them. Like, I'm not saying New York is warm and sweeter and kinder. They're not going to have a thing of iced tea like you might get in Georgia. But I'm just saying, they're not as mean as you think they are. Now, people in the Northeast, people in Boston, yeah, they kind of live up to it. But that's why I'm saying college kids, I think, would thrive up there.
Okay.
Because you don't have to worry about your kid getting spit on.
I like the city. I'm not, yeah, I'm just, look, I like the city. I just don't.
It's not as bad as you think.
No, I don't think like you walk through New York and you're like, people just punch you in the mouth. But like,
no, but everyone thinks like people in New York are so mean. They're really not that bad. Like, just get the hell out of their way. That's all. Like,
interesting.
I'm just saying, like, they get a bad rap. They get a
Birmingham
bad rap.
Birmingham population, Texas says 197,575.
Okay.
The Louisville population is 628,594.
Cool. That's also including Jefferson County. We all know the game. We all know the game.
What the heck are you talking about?
Jefferson County to get more numbers. We added all of Jefferson County. Metro, just straight metro.
I'd say the East End is Louisville?
I think it's Louisville. I think all of it's Louisville. I'm just
like
saying.
The West End, the East End, the South End, the North End. Like,
all of Jefferson County. It is Louisville. I'm just saying that they added all that and it helped bolster our numbers. That's all. I like Louisville more than Birmingham. I'm just saying that it's a similar city.
You're just wrong for that one.
It's Alabama's most populous county.
We have not gotten this many texts all week.
Birmingham is the seat of also Jefferson County.
Texas says that in Louisville Sports Radio, and we're talking New York and Boston. I feel you.
Yeah, what is going on?
I feel that. Well, we were just talking bowls. All right. My point was, I just want to go to the Sun Bowl. Can I go Sun Bowl? I just want to go to El Paso, Texas. Okay.
I do like that.
That was my point.
I'm not against that. All right.
Let's stay on schedule. Let's go to break. We'll go to break. We'll come back. I just want to go to a sunny place. I want to go to the Sunny Bowl.
Who hurt you in New York?
I want to go to the Sunny Bowl. That's all. That's it.
There's better pizza up there.
Welcome back to Middays with Mark Smaven on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano in here. It's your...
Hi, Steve.
Your...
I'm really enjoying this Diet Coke, thank you.
No, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. Absolutely.
What are you going to say? I feel like I derailed a snarky comment, and I'm sorry.
No. This is our champion. I enjoy that. Well, MJF. That was good. We talked bowls again in that first segment. Staying in this football thing, football area right now, we'll get over in the second hour over into some other things, but the transfer portal's heating up. This is the time where I'm starting to get into the time of the transfer portal where I want everybody that goes in it. I do that, and I start kind of making a wish list, a transfer portal wish list. Position-wise and then player-wise, whatever. Right now, I mean, just in the last 24 hours, Brennan Armstrong from UVA went in the transfer portal. Phil Jakovic from Boston College went in the transfer portal. Some quarterbacks, some good quarterbacks. You start to evaluate, I think, at this point, what the staff wants to do. I do think they're going to go out and get a quarterback. But it allows you to dream a little bit, too, because you say, okay, they wrap this class up. You've got some guys coming back. You've got, you know, defensive guys coming back. You feel good about the team. You're going to add some pieces in the transfer portal.
I had to find my transfer portal.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea what was happening there. But I love it. You know, and you start to say, okay, well, what if they landed like a Brennan Armstrong or something? Or a, you're like, okay, what if they added a Jeff Sims or somebody who could really play? Which I do think Brennan Armstrong would be excellent in Coach Satterfield's system. I think he would be absolutely excellent. So,
which quarterback?
Brennan Armstrong from UVA. Okay. I think he would work really, really well with that. But I mean, there are a ton of people out there, you know, to get. Now, I will say overall, I think my number one guy is Stephen Herring, defensive end, you know, kind of linebacker, edge rusher from Stanford. He played at Trinity.
Kind of fill the role of a Yaya kind of
type guy that would come in and say, okay, that would ease the blow there for sure. You know, and it's a hometown kid. He was committed to Michigan before he went to Stanford. So, you know, I don't know if they'll be in play there, but I mean, you have to think Louisville's got a shot there. So he would probably be up at the top of my list. Obviously, they're going to need a receiver. You're starting to see him talk to a few receivers. I think they'll probably want to bring in. The line's not in that bad shape. Like, I think you'll try to see him bring in one guy that they can put on the blind side, you know, kind of like say, okay, let's give me one guy. I can put a left tackle. And but, I mean, they're not in terrible shape there.
What about Caleb Chandler leaving, though? I mean, right, isn't he a senior?
He'll go pro. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think he has another year, but, I mean, I imagine he'll be gone anyways.
But, I mean, like, dude.
Him and Trevor Reed, I would think they're both
gone. Who's their center next year without?
Hudson.
It is going to be? Okay.
He's back again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Dexter says Armstrong already knows most of the guys on our defense. Yeah, I mean,
that's fair. True too. Yeah, that's fair.
He jumped really high up there when I saw his name. Now, last year he wasn't as good as he was the year before, but I do think Coach Satterfield's system, especially with Reuben Owens back there, with Jahar Jordan back there, with Maurice Turner back there, I think, you know, I mean, it's a run heavy offense, absolutely, but. I mean, to me, I need a guy, and the one thing we've not had here in a few years is a guy that can hit those middle-level throws. Malik could throw a deep ball, do it well. He could throw it, you know, he could dump off to the tight end, but not a lot. I want to see a Coach Satterfield offense where somebody can really hit that middle level, and it's something that we just have not been able to do for, I mean, really – ever since he's been here. So
you're right.
The times we have, I mean, you see what can happen. Against JMU, I think it was Tyler Hudson's touchdown. Like, you give him a play, you get him the ball. I mean, there's a lot of plays happen like that. I mean, Pierce had one to DeAndre Moore in their championship game against Mater Dei last week. He hits DeAndre Moore, kind of that middle level. DeAndre Moore is able to put his foot in the dirt, make a play, and then he's gone, you know. That's why I would be
interested. I know what you're talking about. They had that. You can find that on Twitter.
Absolutely. I mean, so that's where I think a guy like Brennan Armstrong would be nice. Again, not saying like it's Brennan Armstrong or bust, but the point is there's a lot of good quarterbacks that will be in the portal.
Can I ask you something? What position, I mean, Brock? Like, is it like absolutely out of the question that it can't be Brock's job next year?
It is for me.
Okay, I'm genuinely okay. Asking.
Yeah,
like what position? Because now,
I wouldn't try selling excitement with him as a quarterback next year.
I see that point. I would, of course, love to get a splash. I mean, what about the Hudson Card Kit from Texas?
Honestly, I would be lying. He's a backup at Texas. I don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything about him.
So
but
that would
know.
Be one that I would trust the staff on. You know what? If he committed, I would. I'd go look at him.
What position do you think they need the most, though? Is it quarterback? I mean, Juwan Jordan established himself as like an alpha dog, and I know everyone else is leaving. Is it official that Tyon Evans is leaving? He hasn't posted anything yet. But I mean,
I don't know. It's not official yet, but he's
Cooley's
not coming
gone,
back.
Jalen's gone.
Yeah, so, but you're fine at running back, I think. I mean, you're bringing in the number one guy in the country.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, and you still have Jordan.
Jordan. And Turner looked good. I thought Turner ran good.
That's a good point. Yeah. He had some splashes.
And just because it's
true.
Different doesn't mean it's worse. That's kind of how I feel with the line. Like, you have Chandler gone, Reed gone. I think Boone's gone, too, maybe.
Adonis Boone? Yeah. Let me see what he is.
Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're losing. So,
Renato, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you had a lot of young guys that played that got minutes. So, I mean, I think you go get one dude.
What about on the other side, the other defensive line? I mean, is it quietly, do they need linebackers more? I mean, Momo's gone. Monty's gone. Like.
Oh, Texter says he just posted on Twitter.
Oh, so it's official now?
To okay. Evans.
Yeah. I mean, we all knew that it was coming. It just wasn't, official yet.
Oh, yeah. It says Evans going to the draft. Yeah, well, when he chose not to show up to the Kentucky game, that was a dead giveaway.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it plays off.
Yeah. Pays off. Yeah, like.
Well, 2 minutes ago.
Oh, no, he's good. I mean, yeah, no, I think he'll have a shot in the pros. I mean, he's for the draft. Look, it's pretty clear. Like, before the Kentucky game, he just.
Yeah, he was.
I'm done. So it's like, okay.
Well, good luck to him.
Appreciate you, bud.
Yep.
But, I mean, he did it at Tennessee, too. So. Curious who jumps in and isn't a transfer. I feel confident that we will see this from left tackle to right tackle. It says Gonzalez, Kandra, Hudson, Renato. And, I think you'll get a transfer, though. I do think, like me and Mark were talking before, the kid from Rhode Island, that would move in there at left tackle. There are people there, but you don't need a ton of pieces on the offensive line.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know you're getting Lole back.
Texas says,
watch
the Texas quarterback against Alabama. He's good.
Hudson Card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean,
I just don't want to act like I've watched him play.
And, no, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, like, I've not.
I mean, seen Sims a little bit, but like, I mean,
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, but the one I'm most familiar with is Brandon Armstrong. Like, the other ones I'd be more or less fake taking on, especially on Hudson.
Okay,
Clark. I've never seen
Renato Brown is the junior, Boone is the senior. Okay,
oh, okay, so Adonis Boone's gone, Renato Brown's coming back. I heard the Diener, I think, brought this up, and it was echoed a bit by Blankenbaker, but the lack of a deep threat. I mean, I know we're talking about a quarterback that can just make the shorter throws.
Sure.
But the lack of having a Hollywood Brown-esque receiver, is that something, like, quietly? I almost, like, put the tiers, like, tier one.
No, you have to go get a receiver in the portal.
But not just a receiver. Like, it has to be one of, like, a guy like a Tyler Harrell-type player that, can just absolutely streak downfield. Is that... I'm asking. Like,
I mean,
if you were to rank
the
needs here.
I'm thinking. You're not. I mean, I'm not against you on that. I think a lot of it's going to depend on if DeAndre Moore sticks. If DeAndre Moore, not saying he's that guy, but if DeAndre Moore sticks, I mean, Amari Huggins-Bruce is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's going to stay. I hope to see more out of him. Of course, I think he's a guy that will benefit from a change at quarterback now. Chris Bell's still there. I thought he did a lot of good things.
What's the latest with Devon Mortimer?
He's not here. He's not coming.
He's not?
No.
Oh, I just
he
thought.
He was ineligible. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, can't he's still
I mean,
come
I mean,
back next year, like, I, theoretically, or is he just gone?
Yes, I don't know that they would. Yeah, I would really not expect him to be there.
Okay, no,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
I just,
no,
you know,
no, yeah, absolutely.
Because I haven't heard him going anywhere else, is what I'm saying. Like,
no, but, I mean.
Maybe it's with good reason. I'm just
saying.
He's
got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, I mean, I think you will go into the portal. I love the kid from FIU, the Chambers kid. I think he would fit that bill.
Okay.
You know, and then of course you do. I don't. DeAndre Moore, yes. Fouls, 4-star out of Miami. You know, 4-star out of Florida. That were coming. I don't think any of the other freshman receivers are necessarily going to come in and be threats. You know, like, I mean, they might get some clock and could do something like Chris Bell did. As the season went on. But let's see. Evans went to the draft. Let's see, I'm just looking on here. But yeah, sorry. I'm trying to read the text line too here just to kind of, you know, give a little bit. Texas says Louisville just offered Xavier Guillory. I guess that's how you say it. Wide receiver from Ohio State. Suppose we run a 4.140. Okay, I saw this last night. Had a 46-inch vertical, a 6'2 guy. That would be one of those guys that we would compare it to, like, a Damian Lee in basketball, where you're like
look, all gas, no brakes.
I know. You're like, hey, man, like, look at this guy. Like, he can – look at his numbers. Wiggins, yes, D. Wiggins.
I was just about to ask you about him. Yeah. D. Wiggins will be back.
Yeah, D. Wiggins will be back. So you'll have him back. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely – pieces there to fill in, but I mean, for me, I would
still think the paramount need is a quarterback.
Well, yeah, I just think that you need a good quarterback to come in there and kind of, Mark said, a bridge. I tend to agree with that,
right?
You know,
that's the other thing. I mean, can Pierce be a plug and play player? Like,
well, I think Pierce needs to play next year. That's just me. I think Pierce is the future of this team. I think is what I'm doing next year. And that's why I need to go get a serious dude that I'm like, okay, if like Brennan Armstrong came in here, I'm just using him because that's who we've been talking about this morning. Brennan Armstrong comes in here, that's your starting quarterback. You know that. There's no question.
Right.
Like, okay, he's going to start. But now I'm putting in packages for Pierce too because I'm like, okay, Pierce, I want you to get some meaningful minutes.
Right.
To come in and play. Because, look, this dude's here for a year. I want you to come in. That way we can have a smooth transition, you know, over. Well, and by the way, Louisville just lost their first commit of the class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jordan Church, offensive lineman. So
there you go.
Yeah. So, well, I told you, this is the week. This is the week.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah, this is the week. You've got to hold on to these guys. I mean, and this is where you're going to, this week. Well, what is it? The second. So the next 2 weeks, you have to hold on to these guys over the next 2 weeks. And I mean, that's one they didn't. Jordan Church. So that's an O lineman. It's a good O lineman too.
What was he? 4 stars?
I think he was 3 on some, 4 on some.
3.5 stars.
Right. Yeah.
We'll just say that.
But a good player. I mean, it's an offensive lineman. So.
And that's something that.
Yeah.
They are. They're not in terrible shape, but it's always nice to have another one.
But yeah, I mean, you have Luke Burgess in that class still. You have Madden Sanker in the class, so it's not the end of the world on that one. But it does strike a nerve with Louisville fans, I understand, that it's like, oh, you know, like,
right.
We're coming down the stretch here. You know, like, can you hold on to these? A lot of people saying Caleb Johnson or Jordan Church decommitted. Yeah, Caleb Johnson, your guess is as good as mine. Real quick, oh man, we need to go to break.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Sorry, I was just having fun. We're just chatting football here.
Loving it.
Yeah, and enjoying.
I was going to ask you something, what week was it? Like Brian Brom, like got his first meaningful minutes when he was a freshman. I'm trying to remember, like around what time that was. Because I'm trying to see a parallel to like Pierce.
He played in every game starting from the beginning.
He did?
Yeah.
Like I thought.
No. He played Brian Brom. Bobby Petrino played Brian Brom meaningful minutes from the beginning.
I thought it was like week 3 that he like got. Because I mean, I was in high school. So not even. I was in high school. So I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. No, that's why. And again, that's where I think that.
Do you see the same, like, a parallel, like, timeline with Pierce Clarkson?
Yeah.
Like, in the opener next year, he's taking some snaps.
Texter says Jordan Church is going to turn into a five-star with everybody else. Yeah, right. It's like, I mean, you still.
Go to On3 right now and let's see. Yeah, like, the look, first ever Jordan six-star
Church
recruit.
Just became the top 20 kid on On3 today. It's like, I mean, you still. Listen, you got Madden Sanker and Luke Burgess in that class. Like, I do. What my point is, I understand the immediate fan that's like, oh, you know, as soon as you see a decommitment like at the beginning, and it's like, I'm telling you, like, I get your worry. I wouldn't necessarily worry on that part, but
right,
whatever, you know, like,
you ever want to lose kids, but at the same time, it's like, okay, like,
but that's not necessarily one. I'm just telling you, I would freak out, like, you know, let it happen. But yeah, so that's kind of where we have to go to break.
Yeah,
Jesus, all right, let's go to break. Sorry, Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.